Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid, and we're up to parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Natal Sakan Vifresh Asareya Min HaKaved. They would take the knife and separate the lungs from the liver because the lungs and liver weren't brought up on the Mizbeach together with each other. The Etzba HaKaved Min HaKaved. They would also separate the Etzba HaKaved, which is one of the lobes of the liver, from the rest of the liver because it wasn't brought up together with it. V'lo Yemezizim Mimkoma, but they wouldn't move this lobe of the liver from its place. I mean, they didn't actually remove it from the animal yet. They would cut out a section of the chest and give it to whoever was supposed to carry it up the ramp to the Mizbech. They would then go to the right side of the rib cage, and they would start cutting down the spine until the spine. But they wouldn't actually cut through the spine. When they got to the spine, they started cutting down through the ribs on the right side of the spine until they got to two soft ribs, which were closer to the head. And he cut off a piece of meat from the right side of the animal by turning his knife again and cutting along the two soft ribs back toward the front of the animal, and they gave it to whoever was supposed to carry that. And the liver was attached to that, was hanging from it. They then went to the neck, and they cut through the spine to separate the neck from the body, leaving two small ribs closest to the head on both sides. They cut off the neck and gave it to whoever was supposed to carry that up. And the windpipe and the heart and the lungs were still attached to it and hanging from it. Then go to the left side of the ribcage of the animal, and they would cut between the second and third ribs closer to the tail, so that you leave the two soft ribs that are above. That's closer to the tail. It's above when it's closer to the tail because the animal is hanging upside down. And there were two soft ribs that are below that are closer to the head. And that's what he would leave behind on the right side as well. So if you're keeping cheshbon of how they did this, there were two ribs that were left on the right side and the left side at the bottom of the animal and at the top of the animal. Then they would cut off the left side of the animal and give it to the person who was going to bring that up the Mizbeach. And the spine together with it, and the spleen was hanging from it. So the left side was bigger than the right side because it had the spine. The spine stayed with the left side. But they called the right side the bigger one because it had the liver hanging from it, even though it wasn't actually bigger. They then went to the back of the spine, and they cut it off and gave it to whoever was supposed to take it. And the meat of the tail and the lobe of the liver and the two kidneys went along with that. And they took off the back left leg that was the only thing left because it was the one that was attached to the hook, and they gave it to whoever was supposed to carry that up. So now all the Kohanim were ready with the, all the Kohanim that were supposed to carry things up to the Mizbech were ready with the animal parts in their hands. Harishon Barosh Regel, the first guy with the Rosh and the Regel. Harosh B'yamin of Chatmo Klapi Zro'o, the head in his right hand, and it was and its nose was facing inside his arm, toward his body. Ukronov Bein Etzba'osav Ubei Shchitasov Milamailan, and its horns were in between his fingers, with the area where they shechted by the neck above. Va'peder Nasan Aleha, and the fat was on top of that base Hashchita. V'haregel Shel Yamin B'smolo, the right hind leg of the animals in his left hand, ubeis aru lechutz, with the place the fleshy part facing up, because it looked more presentable that way. Hasheni b'shtei yadayim, the second coming had the two forelegs of the animal, sheyumin b'minov shel small b'smalo, with the right foreleg in his right hand and the left foreleg in his left hand, ubeis oran lechutz, with the part of where the skin was facing outside, facing up. Hashlishi ba'okitz regel, the third coming had the back of the left leg, the back of the animal and the left hind leg, the back of the animal with the tail hanging between his fingers and his right hand, and it had the lobe of the liver and two kidneys with it, and the left hind leg in his left hand and its skin facing out. The fourth Kohen had the chest and the neck in his hands, the chest in his right hand, and the neck in his left hand, and the ribs were between his fingers. The fifth Kohen had both both sides of the animals, the right side in his right hand, the left side in his left hand, and the base ha'or facing up. The sixth Kohen had the intestines that were in a large spoon that he was holding, and the animal's fat, the animal's feet were on top of the intestines. And the seventh Kohen had a cleaner job. He just had nice flour to bring as a mincha. The eighth Kohen had the chavitin, which is also loaves of bread or wafers. And the ninth Kohen had wine. So then, they would place down these parts of the animal, you know, the carbon on the bottom half of the ramp, b'maravo, on its western side, u'malachim, and that's where they salted them. V'yardu uval lehem l'shchas agaz l'kro shema. And at that point, they took a break to go through kriya shema in the lishchas ha'gazes. Moving on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph, amlem amuna baruchu bracha achas vein birchu. So the muna would say to them, say a bracha, and they would say one bracha before saying shema. Karu aseres hadvarim, they then recited the Aseres HaDibros, Shema Vayim, Shema Vayomer, the three parshas of Kriya Shema, Baruch Am Shalosh Brachos. The Kohanim then were Mevarich the Am with the three brachos of Birchos Kohanim, Emes V'yatziv, the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, that which comes after Shema Va'avoda, and the bracha of Shemona Esrei that discusses Avoda, meaning that one bracha Birchos HaAvoda that we have in Shemona Esrei, Birchos Kohanim, and the Birchos Kohan, meaning those are the three brachos. So b'Shabbos Mosifim Bracha Achas l'Mishmar HaYotzei, and on Shabbos they added one more bracha to the for the Mishmar HaYotzei. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of Perek Dalet, we learned in very great detail how they would finish up the dissection of the animal and give each Kohen what he was supposed to bring up the ramp, and how they would place it down on the ramp and then go into the Lishchas HaGazes in order to say Kriya Shema. And Parakei Mishnah Aleph described what they would actually say in the Lishchas HaGazes. They would say a bracha, they would say the Aseres HaDibros, three parshios of Shema, and the Kohanim said three different brachos, Emes V'yatziv, and the Birchos HaAvodah of Shemona Esrei, and Birchos Kohanim, and if it was Shabbos, they would also give a bracha for the Mishmar HaYotzei. Next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Beis.